Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And another important day on Capitol Hill. The House Judiciary Committee is hearing today from legal experts who are making the case for and against the impeachment of President Trump. Harvard Law School professor Noah Feldman said the president's actions are enough to remove him from office.
High crimes and misdemeanors are abuses of power and of public trust connected to the office of the presidency. On the basis of the testimony and the evidence before the House, President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors by corruptly abusing the office of the presidency.
At issue is whether Trump abused his office by asking the leader of Ukraine to investigate Trump's political rival in exchange for military aid and a White House meeting. NPR's congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is on Capitol Hill, and she joins us now. Claudia, welcome.
Hi there.
So today's hearing, very different from what we heard from the Intelligence Committee. The focus today is on legal questions, not necessarily establishing new facts. What are we hearing from the witnesses?
Yes, this is a very different look. When we saw the Intel hearings, we were seeing witnesses who were bringing facts forth towards the impeachment investigation. Now we are looking at the Judiciary Committee holding their first hearing in this formal inquiry, and they are bringing forth these law professors. Three of them are professors called by the Democrats, one by the Republicans. And as far as the professors for the Democrats who were called are saying, they're telling lawmakers the evidence that was discovered through this phase with the Intelligence Committee is what is basically what the framers of the Constitution were warning against. This is why they included the impeachment option in the Constitution, because of fear that the president would abuse the power of the office. And they're saying the evidence is very clear that the president has abused the power of his office by using this military aid as a way to extract a political favor and seek, if you will, re-election.
And on the other hand, you've got George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, the one witness called by the Republicans, as you said, says he's not a supporter of President Trump, but the House impeachment inquiry is wrong.
I'm concerned about lowering impeachment standards to fit a paucity of evidence and an abundance of anger.
Tell us more about Professor Turley's argument.
Yes. So Professor Turley is telling lawmakers that he's worried about this abundance of anger, that that is what is fueling this impeachment probe, and it's not sufficient ground to pursue an impeachment. However, the Democratic counsel, Norm Eisen, pointed out that this professor had written a opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal and said that there was much worthy of investigations when it came to this Ukraine affair, and impeachment doesn't necessarily require a crime.
Okay, and perhaps not surprisingly, the hearings have been heated already. Republicans keep trying to bring up procedural issues. They're interrupting the chairman, Jerry Nadler. Here's Republican Andy Biggs of Arizona.
Can you please also iterate the schedule going forward? In other words, are you planning to hold additional hearings? And if so, when do you
intend to speak? Suspend.
Releasing or
that is not a proper parliamentary inquiry.
Okay, so there was a lot of that today so far. Claudia, is that a strategy on the Republicans' part?
Yes, this is clearly a strategy for Republicans. I spoke to another member of the panel earlier this week, Jim Jordan, and he said that Republicans didn't plan on stopping the hearing today outright, but they were going to raise all kinds of issues and concerns. He said, quote, that's what we do in these things when the process is ridiculous. So, yes, this is part of an overall strategy for Republicans, and we could see more to come.
So these are the legal experts, as we said, but do you expect to hear from anyone else, any more fact-based witnesses in the Judiciary Committee?
Well, Judiciary is keeping their plans for future hearings very, very tight to a close circle of members. They're not sharing outside of that group quite yet of their plans coming up. But we understand there could be more hearings coming next week. We're waiting for the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, to present his case, their panel's findings to Judiciary. That could come next week. I spoke to another Democrat this morning after a meeting among the caucus members, and they said that it's possible that we could see articles of impeachment, not next week, but the following week, the week of the 16th. Mm.
And of course, that is the point of today's hearings, the committee deciding whether or not to take the information from the Intelligence Committee and draft articles of impeachment. So we're going to keep a close eye on that all day long. NPR's congressional reporter, Claudia Grisales. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.